This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here live from our studios in Austin, Texas, here on VPNRadio.com. Good to have you listening. This is Prophetic Tuesday. I am ready to prophesy, ready to pray. It's a great day here on VPNRadio.com. So, get ready. Get ready. No Facebook Live today, but remember that we're on BPNRadio.com. Just type it in, BPNRadio.com.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayers. I hear the songs in the silence. I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
We love to hear the voice of God, don't we? Yes, we do. It's Prophetic Tuesday on BPNRadio.com. That's my friend Martin Smith, all the way from England. So thankful. He and his wife Anna provided Gene and I a cottage next door to them for a while. Well, it was fun living in England, but it's good to be living in Austin in Jesus' name. And remember that our footsteps are ordered by the Lord. It's going to be a great day today here on BPN Radio on this Tuesday as we call America to pray. Around the clock, around the globe we go. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPNRadio.com, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne and edited by Aliona Pertuca and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. Trust you had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend and ready to go here for a new week, and we're going to help you get started. And I have some names of people that I'm going to give prophetic words. I'll just kind of give you I'll give you a preview. Wanda B, Lily W, Heather P, Misty G A. I have a word for Michelle K from Baytown, Texas. Adam from Lake Worth, Florida. A word for Catherine R, Celis D, Jennifer W, Natalie G, Connie L, Lily A.W., Roxy G, Jackie S, Angela M, Rochelle V, Paul David T, Shane P, Don A, Evelyn A, Virgil M. Wow, we got a Cat S, Christian C. We got a lot of names and some more that I've not called your name. Father, we just pray for a good day today. We pray the will of God be done here on this Prophetic Tuesday on BPNRadio.com. I just pray that you would anoint our ears to hear and anoint our, that's our spiritual ears to hear, and our spiritual eyes to see or to receive in Jesus' name. Well, every Tuesday, it's an honor to be able to give prophetic words. I've been doing this now. Wow, for about, since 1985, I've been giving prophetic words over congregations and people groups and individuals thousands of people. And then, of course, every Tuesday for the past 15 months. And I've just looked, all of our prophetic sessions that I've hosted, Prophetic Tuesday, Allison Keeber, Prophetic Thursday, all of our all of these sessions are on bpnradio.com. All you do is just go to bpnradio.com and click on podcast. Click on podcast, and then you click on prophetic sessions. And you can hear all of these, including last Tuesday's, all the prophetic session, thanks to Michael Schonborn, our producer and chief engineer. And I just have given words over Connie W. from Ames, Oklahoma, Nana from Rigo Park, New York, Tessa from Orr City, Texas. I've given words over Jessica B. from Edmond, Oklahoma, Crystal C. from Midland, Texas, Angelina M. from Woodinville, Washington, Tina N., Dallas, Texas, Monica W., Rex, Georgia, Dina G., Renee W., Connie L., Ron M., Houston, Texas, Gene C. from Pauls Valley, Oklahoma, and on and on and on. So we have given a lot of words, and we've made a commitment that we will not let one name fall to the ground. So there are some of you that have received prophetic words, and maybe you say, well, I've not heard it. Well, all of them have been put on bpnradio.com, donate, and bpnradio.com podcast. I'm looking here and trying to talk at the same time. So you just go there and you can listen to that's bpnradio.com podcast, and then prophetic sessions, and you'll have it. I've been hearing. I love to walk and pray, and I was walking this morning, listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit just spoke to me about having an impartation session today, plus giving prophetic prayers and prophetic words. And I sent out a note saying that I would like to Skype some of you and just lay my hands on your head via Skype, because then I can see you, and it would just be the conversation, of course, would be public, but the Skype would be private Skype, and all you would do is just give me your Skype address. I know that's a pretty far step. that's a stretch, but I'm always in for the radical. I'm always challenging people to take another step. And so I could just lay hands on your head. I'm just here in my T-shirt, so you don't have to be have your hair made up or have a shave or what have you. If you want to do that, I will receive your request. I'll just look at my Dale W. Gentry. I'll just look at my Dale W. Gentry messages, and if you say, here's my Skype address, that I can pray for you. Otherwise, I'll just be giving prophetic words over people that have left me your name, or left Allison Keeber your name. It's going to be a great day, but I am going to have a day of impartation, and I'm just going to pray for those of you that have sent your name in. I'm going to go back and look over my list on Dale Gentry fan page. That's where I'm looking right now. You can make a comment, or you can say, I'd like to have a impartation prayer. And I'm going to go there right now, and I'm going to look at people that are making comments. That's Dale Gentry Facebook page. And below, let me tell you where to go. Below the BPN Radio Prophetic Tuesday has my picture out there. Then I will be watching for comments, praying for people. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day, and I already see some of your names that are popping up. So, all right, I just want you to take a step of faith. Here's what I believe that there are giftings and anointings in some of your lives that have never been released. And the problem with so many people is they're wanting a word, and I'm not casting aspersions on you, but some of you have never released some of the things that are already happening in your life. And so I just believe there's a word of release. And so like Jennifer W. from Palmyra, Virginia, I see you helping many people find their place in life. So many are bored with their lives and seemingly can't find their place. They need a dream. They need a dream maker like yourself to help them. So I'm saying over you, Jennifer W. there from Virginia, it's time to explore your options because there's incredible options. Speaking of being a dream maker, that's what I am also. And, you know, I want to help dream. I want to help make dreams come true. If you're a preacher, I want to give you preaching opportunities here on bpnradio.com. If you're a business person, I want to give you an opportunity to be on one of our Marketplace Saturday programs, either hosting a program or being a guest on a program, or talking about the business that you have. If you have a preaching gift, I want to make room for you here on bpnradio.com. If you are a singer or a songwriter and you say, I would like to sing a song and have it played on bpnradio.com, then I believe we can help. You say, well, how in the world does that happen? Let me give you an example of what you can do. I have a son. His name is Rick Gentry. Rick is the host of Marketplace Saturday on bpnradio.com. He's an incredible basketball coach. He has done that for many years. Recently, he wrote a song and gave it to me. Now, this is a demo. I'm going to play it just to let you know what can happen if you will just release something that is in your heart and in your hand. Remember, God spoke to Moses and said, who am I, Lord? And the Lord spoke to him through the angel and said, what is in your hand? And so what was in Moses' hand took him into Pharaoh's palace across the Red Sea. And so I'm going to be praying for those of you that have a gift in your hand, in your heart, that needs to be released. I'm just going to give you an example. My son Rick Gentry said, "Dad, I have a song that I've written about what you say. One word from God can change your life forever." And he said, "I have a 16-year-old young lady who's a family friend that is going to record it. I'm going to play the guitar, and I'm going to play it for you. It's just a demo." So it is not may not really be broadcast quality, but I'm going to play it for you. Rick Gentry wrote it, and a 16-year-old friend of the family sung it. So I'm going to play it for you, and I'm just going to throw down the gauntlet, and I'm going to encourage some of you to send me a song or get started in whatever God has put in your hand to do. And so that's just what you need to do. So I'm going to play a portion of this song. One word from God can change your life forever. I want you to listen to it, and then I'm going to challenge some of you to do the same. This is a great day on Prophetic Tuesday.
One word from God can change your One word from God can change your life forever. I pray I hear your voice. Lord, help me stay on course. One word from God. One word from God.
Okay. There you have a song written by my son, Rick Gentry, and sung by a 16-year-old friend of theirs. Just a demo, but exercising something God put in their heart to do. So I'm just throwing down the gauntlet. I'm saying there's some of you listening on BPN Radio today. It may be a rebroadcast at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock today on Prophetic Tuesday. You need to get started. Something in your heart, and let me know how I can help. I just have this great passion to help be a dream maker, and amen and amen and amen. Okay, well, I'm gonna pray an impartation upon those of you that are listening today. I'm just ask the Holy Spirit to touch your life, and there may be a release of those giftings, prophetic anointings, or whatever gifting, songwriting, singing, business, preaching, whatever it may be, because I believe in that so very, very much. Sunday night before last, I went to Baytown, Texas, where three of my spiritual kids leading the church there, Todd and Cindy Mooring and Callie Hargraves, and I ministered for them a week ago last Sunday night. And I went into the church, and the Holy Spirit just spoke to me just to pray for those that were in the service and lay hands on them and release giftings and prophetic anointings, whatever giftings might be. And so I did. It was a wonderful service. And, you know, I believe in this so much because the Apostle Paul said, I long to see you that I may impart unto you or release some gift in your life. And Paul talked about being able to prophesy, talked to Timothy about being able to prophesy with the laying on of his hands. And I believe in the laying on of hands. When I was just a boy, my preachers would come through and pray and preach for my dad, who pastored a small church there in Comanche, Oklahoma. And he would always have these men and women of God to lay hands on me, his son, Dale Wayne Gentry. And I believe that I'm a product of many men and women, godly men and women, laying their hands on me. And, you know, the laying on of hands, if you look at the book of Hebrews, the laying on of hands is one of the doctrines of the church. So we don't have a lot of that, but it is so powerful. And today I'm going to just lay my hands on the microphone and pray for some of you today, a release. You know, when I was called to preach in June of 1966, next month, I'll celebrate my 52nd year of preaching the gospel. I have ministered over 15,000 times or more since 1966. And the night I was called to preach in Wichita Falls, Texas, a prophet by the name of David Wilkerson laid his hands upon me and began to pray for me. I believe there was a prophetic anointing that was released in my life on that night in June of 1966. I've had other prophets to lay their hands on me and men and women of God to lay their hands on me. And I'll never forget my pastor, Carl Alcorn, before he died. I drove all the way across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex to have him lay his hands on me. My pastor, Bob Nichols, had an impartation service very many weeks ago. Gene and I were the first there to have him lay his hands upon him, imparting some of that 64 years of ministering that he has done, 54 years as pastor of one church, Calvary Cathedral International, in Fort Worth, Texas. And so today, I have some prophetic words, but I'm going to pray for some of you, lay my hands call your names in prayer, lay my hands on you. If you want to go to Dale Gentry Facebook page and put your name in, I can begin to call your name in prayer and release a gift in your life and pray for you. And then in just a little while, I'm going to share some prophetic words, but I'm going to play a little worship music here by my spiritual son, Todd Mooring. And I'm just going to begin to call some of your names in prayer. And I'm just going to begin to pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Andy K., I pray for you. Gary T., I pray for you. Ernie K., I pray for you. Eddie H. from Alaska, I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. Tyron from London, England, I pray for you. Patty H.D. from Alva, Oklahoma, I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. And I'm going to try to get a little closer to the microphone as I pray for you and just lay hands on the microphone and pray for you. I know this is radical, but I love radical. I don't want to just be average. I want to be radical. And I'm just releasing a radical anointing upon those of you today. I've got my hands on the microphone. Alyssa M. from Foothill, California. Alice G. from Baytown, Texas. Release the prophetic giftings, prophetic anointings, and gifts upon your life. And Dania D.M. from Bristol, Connecticut, in Jesus' name. Dana M. from, I just said that, Bristol, Connecticut. I'll give you a double blessing there. And Lorena C. from Dinuba, California. Got my hands on the microphone. I'm just speaking a release, if you'll receive it. Michelle K. from Baytown, Texas. Catherine R. from Baytown, Texas. Carolyn R. from Lake Worth, Florida. Adam R. from Lake Worth, Florida. Debbie K. D. from, I'm not sure where you're from. I pray for you right now. I pray for Donna S. from Springtown, Texas. Nana, I pray for you from Regal Park, New York. Just release these anointings in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. I speak a blessing upon you now, a release of the anointings and giftings on your life and what God has called you to do in Jesus' name. I'm going down the line. I'm praying for some more of you today. I pray for you, Misty G. from Oklahoma City. I pray for you, Heather P. from Troy, Tennessee. Wanda B. from Independence, Kansas. Alyssa M. from Foothill, California. I pray for you. I pray for you, S.D., Celis D. from University Place, Washington. Jennifer W. from Virginia, I pray for you. Natalie G., release that anointing from Lone Pine, Louisiana. Connie L. from Sulphur Springs, Texas. I pray for you. Lily W. from Amarillo, Texas, release that anointing. Roxy G. from Bronx, New York. And Jackie S. from Carlsbad, New Mexico, praying for y'all. Angela M. from Woodinville, Washington. Rochelle R. from Simcoe, Ontario, Canada. Paul David T. from Tanzania, East Africa. Shane P. from Shreveport, Louisiana. Don A. from Baytown, Texas. Evelyn A. from Eunice, Louisiana. Virgil M. from Roswell, New Mexico. Kat S. from Lubbock, Texas. Christian C. from Marion, Illinois. Just release of the anointing and the favor of God upon your lives at this very moment in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And I'm praying for you, Thyrese L. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. From Virginia, I bless you. Jennifer W. from Brandenburg, Kentucky. I bless you, Misty W. from West Monroe, Louisiana. I bless you, Olivia M. from Eunice, Louisiana. I bless you right now, Crystal C. from Midland, Texas. I bless you, Connie L., Sulphur Springs, Texas. I bless you, Heather R. from Springtown, Texas. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, I bless you in Jesus' name. I'm going to some more of our prophetic Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm looking for some more people to bless right now in Jesus' name. I bless you, Kara D. From Hesmer, Louisiana. I bless you, D. Marie T. from Kingwood, Texas. I bless you, Gina S. from Brooklyn, New York. I bless you, Pastor Brad from Woodward, Oklahoma. I bless you right now, Craig A. from Pullman, Washington. I bless you now, Alicia H. from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I bless you, Merka H. from Oceanside, California. I bless you. Let's see, I got some more people I'm going to bless. One more moment. I bless you, Tessa S., from Orr City, Texas. I bless you, Kitty L. from Richland, Washington. I bless you, Angelina M. from Woodinville, California. I bless you, Monica W. from Rex, Georgia. I bless you, Tina B. N. from Dallas, Texas. I bless you, Stephen K. from Euless, Texas. I bless you, Carrie B. from Paragould, Arkansas. I bless you, Ron M. from Houston, Texas. I bless you, Rochelle L. VR from Simcoe, Ontario, Canada. I bless you, Nancy T. from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I bless you, Patty HD from Alva, Oklahoma. I bless you, Crystalline B.A. From Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I bless you, Natalie G. from St. Landry, Louisiana. I bless you, Kimberly M.E. from Brandenburg, Kentucky. I bless you. I bless you, Nicole M. from Eunice, Louisiana. I bless you, Patricia Leist K. from Speedwell, Tennessee. I bless you, Rhonda Butler, Rhonda B., sorry about that, usually don't call last names, Rhonda B. from Turkey Creek, Louisiana, Bruce I., and Susie I. from Fredericksburg, Texas. I'm laying my hands on the microphone, and I'm releasing an impartation, a release of your giftings and anointing. Just receive my prayer. I'll give some prophetic words right now, but I'm doing an impartation service right now at the moment. Chantel B. from South Africa, I bless you in Jesus' name. Tabitha and Bobby N. from Opelousas, Louisiana. In Jesus' name, I bless y'all. I bless you, Connie L., Sulphur Springs, Texas. Dina G. from Lubbock, Texas. I bless you. Elisa B.C. from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I bless you. And Tito V. from Altus, Oklahoma. I bless you in Jesus' name. Laying my hands on the microphone. Shane P. from Shreveport, Louisiana. I bless you now in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you, Mary V.G. from Reedley, California. I bless you, Mary J.W. from Katy, Texas. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, Blonnie S. from Woodward, Oklahoma. In the name of Jesus, just receive. Hallelujah. 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 Just receive these prayers and prophetic blessings right now as I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Wow, feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Teresa M., I bless you right now in Jesus' name from Baytown, Texas. I bless you, Allison and Pete there from Madison, Wisconsin. Dreams really do come true in the name of Jesus. I bless you, Rebecca, in Jesus' name. Release that impartation there in the hills of Georgia. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just receive the anointing. David B. from Fort Worth, Texas, I bless you right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I just hear the Lord saying it's time. It's time. It's time to begin to activate those anointings. Hallelujah. And here's how you do it. You hear something. This is the proper progression that I've taught for so many years. You hear something. You hear a word from God. I want to tell you that one word from God can change your life forever. I mean, just a few months ago, Jamie and Leah Peters, missionaries to Africa, were in our studios. They were on live, and after the program, I laid my hands on them and prayed for them, and I began to prophesy about a return to a former place of ministry, Bujumbura, Burundi, Africa. I began to prophesy to them that one day they would return to the place where they had sown seeds in Bujumbura, Burundi. And I got this text from them and a picture from them May the 27th. I guess that was yesterday. And they said, "We have arrived. We have just arrived in Bujumbura." And they said, "Daddy Dale, we've just arrived." And they showed the picture out of the airplane. That was just a few months ago that they were ministering and had a church going in another nation of Africa. And now they have moved to another nation. They have made the transition in a few short months. Jamie and Leah Peters, they arrived back. And the word of the Lord that I prophesied just a few months ago has come to pass. Remember, when you get a prophetic word, it could be a now word. It could be a future word. It could be a confirming word. Or it could be a brand new word that you have never heard before. And remember, when you receive a prophetic word, it is not a chapter or a book. It is just a word. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, "We know in part and we prophesy in part." So it's just one small part. And I got a word in June of 1966, and the Holy Spirit said to me, "Son, will you preach my gospel? I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel?" I said yes, and that one word from God, hearing his voice, you can hear his voice in through prayer, through a time of private prayer, or you can hear his voice through somebody else. And, of course, that word needs to be judged. You can't receive it with your mind. You must receive it with your spirit. And so, one word from God. I was on the phone the other day with Pastor Matt Baker from Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida, where I've ministered many times since 1986. And he was telling me that years ago, when he was just a younger man, he's only 30 now, and he pastors a great church, Trinity Church International. He said, "I gave a word to his grandfather that one would come out of his own loins that would pastor the church one day." And now Matt Baker is doing a great job pastoring that church, leading that church. The grandson of Tom Peters, who pastored that church for about 40 years. And so now Matt Baker is the pastor of that great church in Lake Worth, Florida, there in Palm Beach County, Florida. Just another proof that one word from God can change your life forever. And so when you get a word, you have to receive it by faith. Receive that word by faith. So I have some prophetic words I want to give right now. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and I just desire for God to speak to your life, work in your life in a very special way. I'll pray for some more people if you leave your name on my Dale Gentry Facebook page right under my picture that I shared yesterday, and you can just leave a comment. I have a word for Misty G. Wait just a minute. I have a word for Wanda B. from Independence, Kansas. First of all, Wanda, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, all is forgiven except one thing, and that is yourself. You must forgive yourself. There's a new day of freedom just around the corner that goes all the way back to your childhood. It's a new day of accepting yourself and loving yourself just the way you are. So it's just around the corner, and you know, I just speak that word of release, of a new day dawning in your life. Michelle K., Baytown, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you must go ahead and put some dates on your calendar. Need to put some dates on your calendar. Pencil in some dates of some happenings that you have been planning for a long time. You got to get started. And that's a word I'm hearing for a lot of people today. You got to get started. Get started. If it's writing a song, singing a song, recording a song, preaching the gospel, do something to get started. God, the Holy Spirit spoke to me in prayer in 2016 and said, 2014. And said to me, the summer of 2014, I want you to go on internet radio. I want you to start leading prayer 24 hours a day on internet radio. I didn't know how I could do that. But what you have to do is you have to receive a word by faith. You hear something, and then I begin to see myself. I heard that. Then I begin to see myself leading prayer on internet radio. And then I begin to say it. I'm going to start leading prayer 24 hours a day on internet radio. Then I had to do something. You see something, hear something, say something, then you got to do something. You say, well, I want to preach the gospel, no place to preach. Now you have a place. Send me a message. Send me a message. And all you have to do is record it and let me know you have recorded. Then I'll give you some instructions how to send it to us. Just go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. If you have a song, send it to me. Just let me know you have a song, and I'll tell you how to put it in Dropbox, and I can play it on bpnradio.com. Some of you have been making excuses long enough. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, no more excuses. It's time to go for it. It's time to put something in action that you have been doing. And so I heard the voice of the Lord. I put something in action. Here I am on BPN Radio, actually leading prayer 24 hours a day. Now, there's some other people helping me, but I got started. And I just declare some of you need to get started. Go ahead, pencil in. Go ahead, pencil in there, Michelle. Go ahead and send out, save the date, some of your families and friends. You got to get something started. You got to get something rolling. And, you know, when you get a word here on Breakout Tuesday or Breakout Thursday, you know, you can say, that's a word for me. That is a word for me. I received that word, and I'll take that word. And, yeah, so some of you, the word is that you need to get started. Get started. Get started. All right? I'm going to have a little bit of tea, and then I'm going to be back. This is Prophetic Tuesday, Dale Gentry hosting live here from our studios in Austin, Texas, around the clock and around the globe.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. I hear the prayers of the prayer. I hear the songs.
Wow, it's great to have you listening on bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here at this time. This program will be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock here on BPNradio.com. The word of the Lord is you got to get started. Get started. See something, hear something, say something, do something. Some of you need to say something right now. What you're going to do. And all things are possible and nothing is impossible, but you get your prophetic word, something you already know in your heart. And there's some of you that have sent in several requests for prophetic words, and we try to get everybody at least once before we start back giving prophetic words twice. But you gotta know that God is at work in your life. Tiffany W there from Kingwood, Texas, I bless you. Get started, Tiffany. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is upon your life. It's residing in you. And I speak that word of release over you. And I just declare that, the Bible said that when Saul was promoted, anointed king, they had a difficult finding because he was hiding among the stuff. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Tiffany, you're a wonderful young lady, tremendous anointing on your life there in the Kingwood, Texas. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, come out of hiding, come out of hiding. And it's your time and it's your turn. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Regina, the R from Springtown, Texas, I bless you. Great supporter of bpnradio.com and your prayers and your participation. I just bless you. Get started. Do something. Hear something. See something. Say something. Do something. And do something. When I got a prophetic word that I was going to be a radio announcer, I was just a teenager, but I went home and I didn't have a microphone, but I got a spoon and I pretended that I was a radio announcer. This is a true story. I was only in the eighth grade, but I just started. And I just said, this is Dale Gentry at KBPPP. You're listening to the top 20. And I just started practicing. You have to start practicing what you hear the Holy Spirit saying, or even what God has put in your heart. Okay, Nora V, they're in California, in Jesus' name. And you got to make some plans. Make some plans. So I bless you and release that. And Gary T. from Roswell, New Mexico, I bless your business right now in Jesus' name. I ask God for expansion. Suzanne Quinn Q, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Selena H, I bless you in the name of Jesus, releasing the anointings. I bless you, Ernie. I just released the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon your lives in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, I'm really excited. You could probably tell. And I've been in ministry almost 52 years next month. But I really enjoy reaching out and ministering to people and tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which gives you strength. And you say, well, I just believe that I'm going to have a baby. Well, go and decorate the baby room. You say, well, I believe that I'm going to get married. Well, prepare your wedding dress, or prepare your tuxedo, or prepare your wedding announcements. Do something. Prepare a honeymoon. Do something to get the ball rolling. I'm going to say it again and again. Get started. Do something that will activate what is in your heart. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Roxy G from Bronx, New York, I just release that gift of evangelism in your life, that ability to call things into existence, things that are not as though they already were. You have the ability to pray the prayer of faith. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I pray over you, Lily W. from Amarillo, Texas. I declare in the name of Jesus that God is setting up divine appointments and divine connections for your life. He is making the arrangements. I just hear the Lord saying all the arrangements have been made. All you need to do is make an announcement. And I declare that nothing is going to prohibit those things that you start planning for. You're going to help many other people do the same. And Natalie G. from Lone Pine, Louisiana. Hear the Holy Spirit saying the law of kindness is on your tongue. The law of kindness. And you bring You bring peace and tranquility into a lot of different environments. In Jesus' name, you are a peacemaker, not a peacekeeper, but a peacemaker. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. And I have a word for Rochelle R. from Simcoe, Ontario, Canada. I just hear the Lord saying you're a woman that operates in strong confidence. And so I just speak a release of gifting is inside of you and that others around have not seen. You know, there was a man of God that when he saw me prophesying, he'd known me for a long time, but he said to me, Dale, I never saw that in you. And so I say over you, Rochelle, there in Simcoe, Ontario, Canada, there are things that are operating in your life that other people have not seen. And when you begin to operate in these different giftings, there's going to be a people around you that may not encourage you at the moment because they've not seen that gifting in your life. In Jesus' name, I just I prophesy over my editor and spiritual granddaughter, Aliona. I just prophesy over you that you're going to have a weekly program on bpnradio.com in Russian. And so I just, you're going to minister in Russian, in Russian, and we're going to have a Russian radio program. You're going to play some Russian music on each of your weekly programs. So you got to get ready, get started. So the word of the Lord is get started. There's a lot of you that receive prophetic words, but you're not doing one thing with the word. And I give a kind rebuke. You got to get started. Record something. You know, when God gives me a prophetic word, I try to do something with every prophetic word. I had a word for President George W. Bush one time, and I did not have access to the White House. So what did I do? Did I say, well, I don't know how I can give that. But I wrote it down, and I put it in my email, and I began to declare that I'm going to give this word to George W. Bush. Later on, you've probably heard my story, but later on, I had contact with a mutual friend of President George W. Bush, and by that afternoon, the prophetic word that I'd written down was on the desk of the President of the United States of America. You've got to do something with what God has given you. If you're a singer, record a song. If you're a musician, record a song. If you're a songwriter, write a song. Put it down. Send me a copy. Do something with it. Send it to me, Dale Gentry, at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Or you can send me a private message on Dale W. Gentry Facebook. You can send me a private message on Dale W. Gentry Facebook. But I declare in Jesus' name that God is waiting on you. And that is the word for you, Shane P. from Shreveport, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you'll do it when you do it. And what are you waiting for? Put your foot into the water. There's some of you that are just going over and over about saying, I need a word from God. No, most of you already have a word from God. And if I've not given you a word, there's something in your heart. God has put something in your heart. And today is the day that you've got to start doing something with it. Rick Gentry wrote a song, and he had a young lady, a 16-year-old young lady friend of the family, and they went, and in a few days they put it on a demo that I played for you earlier. And that is what you've got to do. You've got to do something. You can't wait until you get something perfected. You may do a demo, a demo sermon, a demo song, a demo encounter. I don't know what the longing of your heart is, but you cannot afford just to go through life. You must live life. Jesus said that I'm giving you life, and I'm giving to you the abundant life. He said, I'm going to give you life, and I'm going to give it to you abundantly. Abundantly. I'm in the process of doing something I've never done before. And it's going to be a shocker It's going to be a shocker to some of you when I tell you what it is. But I'm already in the process of getting it done. I heard it, I saw it, and then I began to say it, and now I'm in the process of doing it. Okay, I'm going to tell you. I'm just going to make an announcement. The importance of making an announcement. Here's what I'm going to announce today, what I'm going to do. I am going to make a movie. I'm going to make a movie. You say, what? I'm just going to announce it. I heard it, I saw it, and now I've said it. I've already been saying it, but I'm going to tell the whole world that I'm going to make a movie, and I'm already doing something. I'm already in the process of doing something. I've already done a little filming already, and so I've set my faith into action. So I dare you to do it. I double dare you to do it. Why don't you go ahead and do something with what God has put in your heart? Put it on paper, put it on a recording, put it on film, put it on an email. Why don't you do something with it? And you can send it to me at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. I'll get it. Or you can private message me Dale W. Gentry. Okay. Remember, you guys, you only got one life. That's all you've got. That's all you got is one life. I shared this message 2 or 3 years ago when my spiritual grandson Leland, who's been nominated for 4 Academy Awards, he was nominated last year, this past year, for the Song of the Year in America. And I prophesied over Leland when he was only 11 years old about his singing anointing, his music anointing. And over the years, we have ministered together, and of course, Leland is records now with Bethel Music. He's just an incredible singer and songwriter. He's written several songs for Michael W. Smith, as well as a lot of others. And he's, he and his cousin Ray Lynn, they have brought out a song together called Young. And it's all in response to just a prophetic word that I gave to Leland. And so Leland was ministering with me 2 or 3 years ago, and I was talking about only one life. We only have one life, and it will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. And Leland just began to write this song, Only One Life, For Your Glory. I'm going to play just a little bit of it. This is a special program. There is a special anointing. And if you can just receive this message, these prophetic words that I'm giving, and I'll just say once again, Shane, there in Shreveport, you'll do it when you do it, because you only have one life to live. I'm going to play a little bit of Leland's song, and then I'm going to be right back. Thank you. Okay. For Your Glory. That's Leland. Four-time Academy Award nominee for Christian music, contemporary Christian music. Leland Mooring from Baytown, Texas, where I was a couple of weeks ago. I just give a shout-out to all of you people in Baytown. I tell you, the Holy Spirit's just speaking to me that some of you've got to get started with what is in your heart. I know you're saying, well, I just need a prophetic word from God. I need a confirming word from God. Well, here's a confirmation. Do something with what you have in your hand. All right. Cat S from Lubbock, Texas, you got to get started. That gift of promoting, that gift of production, that gift of putting organizing and putting things together. Get going, Cat. And you, Christian C from Marion, Illinois, I hear the Holy Spirit saying many major opportunities coming your way in broadcasting and film. You know, I never got a word. Listen to me now. Listen to me very closely. I never got a word about making a movie. You know, nobody ever said, Dale Gentry, you're going to make a movie. But God put it in my heart, began to speak to me. And so I responded. I know a lot of prophetic ministries. I know a lot of people that prophesy, but nobody ever gave me that word. I'm saying that to say this to you, that there are some things that is in your heart and you're waiting, saying, well, if it's God, I'm going to get it confirmed. You know, if the Holy Ghost puts something inside of you and it does not leave you, you say, well, I don't know the difference between just a word from God, revelation, or maybe it's just my own thoughts. No, God puts things in your heart. A thought will eventually leave you after a few hours or a few days or a few weeks. But if it's something that God is planting in your spirit, it's gonna stay with you. It may stay with you for months. It may stay with you for years. And sometimes you say, well, I believe that opportunity has passed by. You know, you must understand that opportunities come around again. So what are you waiting on? You know, I have a friend who is from England. He now lives in Spain. I play quite a bit of his music on bpnradio.com. His name is Noel Richards. And Noel is an incredible friend, incredible man of God. And in the 90s, while he was watching, a live concert by a rock group called Queen, while he was watching it on television from Wembley Stadium in London, the Holy Ghost said to him while he was watching this rock concert, God can speak to you anytime. He said, there'll come a day that you'll sing in Wembley Stadium. And Queen was singing this song, We Are the Champions. And the Holy Ghost spoke to him and said, there'll come a day that you'll sing a song about Jesus being the champion of the world. So when you hear something, you see something, and then you say something, he said, oh, there's one day I'm going to sing in Wembley Stadium. So that word was in his heart. I came along in 1991. This is quite a while long ago. It's long ago. But 1991, I prophesied over Noel Richards. I said, there come a day that you're going to begin to sing in stadiums. You'll lead events in stadiums. And one day he was on a train, as the story goes. He was on a train from his home in England to London. And on the way, he said to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you told me I was going to sing at Wembley Stadium. When am I going to get to do it? And the voice of the Lord said to him, you'll do it when you do it. And so he began to go to Wembley Stadium, lay his hands on the stadium gates, and said, there'll come a day that I will sing in Wembley Stadium. I was there in 1997, after a month of revivals in London, England. I was there in 1997 when over 40,000 people gathered in Wembley Stadium, an event hosted by Noel Richards and Gerald Coates, and there with Delirious and Martin Smith and others. Matt Redman, I was there. It was amazing. Gene and I got to sit in the Queen box, and the last song that was sung was by Noel Richards when over 40,000 people were shouting the name of Jesus as he sang, Jesus, the champion of the world. Oh, my goodness. Jesus, the champion of the world. I'd like to pull that up and just play a little bit to tell you that dreams really do come true, because there's a lot of people that just says, well, I don't know that dreams really do come true. So the Holy Spirit spoke to Noel and said, there will come a day that you will sing in Wembley Stadium. And Noel Richard said to the Holy Spirit, when am I going to get to sing? And the Holy Spirit said, you'll do it when you do it. So there's always a way. I just want to tell you today that there is always a way to do what God has put in your hands to do. I'm going to say it again. There is always a way. I'm going to say it again, because I hear the Holy Spirit saying, say it again. There's always a way. Always a way. It makes no difference what God has put in your heart, what He's spoken to you. There is always a way to do it. You got to get started. You got to do something to set things in motion. So after Noel Richards received that word, he was going to sing at Wembley Stadium, he began to make plans. He began to contact other people. He began to contact other singers, asking if they would volunteer to come to Wembley Stadium. It cost $600,000 way back in 1997. How are you going to get that kind of money? How are you going to do that? Well, you got to start by faith. You got to see something, hear something, say something. But I was there. I was there in person when Noel Richards sang this song at Wembley Stadium. You got to listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, because I believe that God is speaking to some people. You're listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here, broadcasting live from Austin, Texas. Here's the song that Noel Richards sang that night in Wembley Stadium. Wembley Stadium. Jesus, Champion of the World. Some of you got to get started, okay?
The world is looking for a hero. We know the greatest one of all. The mighty ruler of the nations. King of kings and lords.
Okay, Okay, you're going to have to raise a shout, shout it out, make a proclamation. You only have one life to live. You could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here you are alive in 2018. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your life? What are you going to do with your life? You've got to get started. You were not here just to make a living. You were not here just to go through life. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking to you today. And talking to you, Don A. from Baytown, Texas. I see you helping a lot of young ladies with the development of character in their lives. Evelyn A. from Eunice, Louisiana. I see you entering into a significant season of your life while releasing some old friends in your life to make room for some new friends. That's probably a word for quite a few people there. Virgil M. from Roswell, New Mexico. Enjoy your season. Celebrate the goodness of God. Host your own party. Make a video of your journey and celebrate the life of Virgil M. You deserve it. Oh, wow. David T. from Tanzania, East Africa. Help is on the way from a location, a group of people that you least suspected. Oh, my. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day to be alive. Catherine R. from Baytown, Texas. Hear the Holy Spirit saying there's some special calls and assignments on some family members that need to respond to the voice of the Lord and the call of God on their lives. You need to speak over their dry bones. Prophesy over their dry bones. Their obedience to the call of God will open the way for you as well. Wow, 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 wow. Misty G. A. from Oklahoma City. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that He is bringing you to a new frontier, a territory that has been untouched, and you're going to go and sow into that new frontier. God has given you a word called the new frontier. You're going to minister there in the new frontier. You know, I just get a word. We know in part and prophesy in part, and sometimes I don't even know exactly what that means. But you just take that word, you pray over it, and ask the Holy Spirit to, ask the Holy Spirit to give you revelation, give you expansion, extension. Heather P. from Troy, Tennessee, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that that there's been great wealth that has been assigned to your life, and you are going to dig it out, dig that well out, that well of resources, that revenue resources in your life, and God is going to put a lot of wealth in your hands for the sake of the end time harvest. I bless you there in Jesus' name. I know I'm going really, really fast, but I've just got these words in my heart. So I'm just praying over you that God will work in your life and that you will do something that is in your hand and in your heart. The prophet Nathan came to David and he said, do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. Now, he didn't give him any specific instructions. He just said, do that that is in your heart. So I just declare there's a lot of things that are in your heart that you can do. And I just speak once again the word of release, releasing those giftings and anointings that are in your heart today in the name of Jesus. Get started. Get started. So those two words, I trust that you'll go to sleep at night, wake up in the morning with those two words ringing in your heart. Get started. Get started. And Jenna L., there from California, get started. In Jesus' name, Pete and Allison, get started, get started. There's just so much. There is so much that God needs for you, for his sons and daughters to do. So, the question is, why not you do it? Why not? Some of you need to say, well, why not me? And there's some people that are not responding. They're not being obedient, and suddenly God gives you a gift or an assignment maybe that has not been in your heart in days gone by, but the Holy Spirit begins to say, why not you? And you can say, why not me? All right? Okay. All right, so I bless you. I bless you in Jesus' name. I'm asking God to bless you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday on bpnradio.com. While we're praying together, I want you to pray for a friend of mine. His name is Brandon Bilbo. Brandon has been diagnosed with cancer, is undergoing some treatments. I want you to pray for Brandon. He pastors a church in Louisiana. His parents, of course, are Garland Beverly Bilbo. I ministered for him many occasions. I've known Brandon since he was 14 years old. And he and his wife, Rochelle Bilbo, they pastor a great church there in Louisiana. So, Father, we agree for healing, a miracle for Brandon Bilbo in the name of Jesus. We pray healing over him today. I pray today for a friend of mine, Sabata Pereira. And Sabata is the husband of Courtney, who plays background music here on bpnradio.com. And I'm going to play some of her background music right now as we pray for Sabata in the name of Jesus. And he's been diagnosed with cancer. He's going to have surgery next month. Would you agree for Sabata? Would you agree for Brandon as Courtney Pereira? And she plays the background music. And Father, we pray for Sabata. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray for Brandon. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Colton and Logan Morgan there in Children's Hospital, 12 and 8-year-old grandsons of Tammy and Matthew Logan. We pray for their recovery from, they were hit by a car several weeks ago. The car was going over 50 miles an hour. We prayed many, many prayers for them. We pray again today for Colton and Logan Morgan in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray right now, in Jesus' name, for those that are listening today, and you have a special need, a prayer request, we just pray for you right now, in Jesus' name, we just ask the Holy Spirit to touch you, to minister to you today, in the name of the Lord. Receive your healing, receive that anointing, whatever you need from God. Just receive it now. Just say, Lord, I receive these prayers of Dale Gentry and the others that are praying for me and with me today here on Prophetic Tuesday on bpnradio.com. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, whatever your need might be, we just pray right now for you that you'll receive the ministry, that you'll receive the ministry of the Holy Ghost. We pray right now for Anita Rogers in Kerrville, Texas. Anita has not been able for several weeks to eat or drink or talk. Would you just pray? If you can eat and drink and talk, you're tremendously blessed today. We pray for Anita Rogers in Kerrville, Texas. Lord, heal Anita in Jesus' name. Every need, I pray for every need that you'll supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, just receive the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We are a prayer station. We are a prayer station. So receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I just want to let you know that if you have a prayer request, excuse me, you can call our prayer line, and our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, she will take your prayer request and send it out to our national prayer team, because we believe the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Here is the prayer line to call if you have a prayer request. You call 918-865-4305 and just leave your prayer request. 918 918-865-4305, 918-865-4305, or you can send us an email at bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. That's bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. I'm going to repeat that one more time, bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. And if you want to make a contribution or donation to bpnradio.com or the Breakout Prayer Network, you can do that. We are sponsored and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. And so you can make a contribution by going to bpnradio.com. That is bpnradio.com. And all you have to do is click on the donate button. Your contributions are greatly appreciated. We appreciate our monthly partners and those that are donating to the Breakout Prayer Network. And your gifts are tax deductible. Go to bpnradio.com, click on the donate button. Gene and I's pictures will be there. And remember, you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, or you can send a check made payable to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. And you can send that to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. I'm going to repeat that right now for those of you that might want to get your iPad out, your iPhone, or your pencil out. That's Breakout Ministries, and send it to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And Father, just pray that you'll bless the people that are giving, and bless our partners and those that are about to give. Bless them abundantly, bountifully. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you'd like to be a prayer leader and like to receive, if you're leading a prayer group, please let us know. Please let us know, and we'd like to sign you up as one of our prayer leaders at the Breakout Prayer Network. A lot of things going. Just go to our new website, remodeled and reshaped and rebuilt, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Delvin Kinzer is going to give us the news. Our award-winning news director is going to be next with the news. After we give a short commercial about Marketplace Saturday. And we're going to give you some information about Marketplace Saturday here in just a moment. For all of those of you that would like to, are in business or would like to get in business, we're going to give you some information on how to do that. You stay tuned for that. And then, of course, the news, 11:55 each weekday, 11:55 Central Time, Roy Beard with a word from the wall. And remember today that Roy Beard is on at 1 o'clock. 7 o'clock tomorrow, I'm going to be back on bpnradio.com at 10 o'clock. Don't forget that every night from midnight till 5 a.m., that, of course, is Central Time, Austin Time, my granddaughter Brittany Greenlee hosts Night Watch. All night long, worship music and prayers and scriptures, music to sleep by, or maybe you have to work all night. But Brittany Greenlee, my granddaughter's hosting Night Watch, midnight every night till 5 a.m. That's 7 nights a week. Allison Keeber is on Thursday, Prophetic Thursday at noon, and you don't want to miss Allison Keeber. So delighted you've been listening today here on BPN Radio as we continue to lead prayer, call America to pray around the clock and around the globe. You're on bpnradio.com. Sure love you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Hi, this is Ian Kieber reminding you to join us for Marketplace Saturdays. Marketplace Saturdays is full of information, motivation, inspiration, and business tips that will help you grow in whatever field you come from. Now, whether you're a small business owner or an employee looking to grow and learn more, Marketplace Saturday is for you. Join Rick Gentry, the host of Marketplace Saturdays, from 8 a.m. to midnight Central Standard Time, where you can learn from the best. Marketplace Saturdays, where leaders go to grow.
Leaving on my mind. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing of love come. As you show your face, we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
feet that run and play. vows to pray more precious every day. That little boy of mine, no one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little boy of mine.
I can hear the sound, welcome home.
Thank you.
Stone. someday I'll be who I wanna be. For now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again. Walls have stood and walls have fallen, but my heart seems to wait. For now, I'll sit at the end of the road, and for now, I'll wait at the end of the path.
When all my hurts seem to fade away.